Max Holmes usually joins us in the studio at this time of the morning on a Tuesday, but he's on the phone at the moment. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for leaving the fastest part in there.
They can't take that away from you.
Yeah.
They can't take that away from you, mate.
Beautiful.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I haven't been in too much pain, and it's a bit disappointing, but all things considered, I'm okay right now.
You are having an amazing season, so very disappointed in that regard. Can you tell, for people who don't know, you had a gnarly little injury on Thursday night against the Saints. What actually happened?
I did a syndesmosis-style injury, which I think a lot of people have heard of syndesmosis, don't really know what it is, and I don't know the scientific way to kind of tell you either, but I had a syndesmosis injury, and I had enough force in it that I also fractured the fibula bone. It's just a bit of an unfortunate one. The syndesmosis injury wasn't too bad, but got to let the fracture heal. So that's why it was so painful the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We saw the photo of you in the hospital bed. I mean, going into surgery like that as well, how are you feeling? You know, I mean, physically you're doing okay with the pain. What about the mental side of it, mate? Are you doing all right with that?
Mental side, I'm all right. I'm pretty, internally driven person with some things like this. So in my head, I guess I'm just racing against any other player that's done this injury before, trying to beat them in recovery time. And
has to be the fastest as everything.
Yeah, you are. We love your competitive nature.
Yeah.
It makes sense that you're an athlete, a professional athlete, Max.
I'm just almost in competition with myself as well, just to come back as soon as possible. So, mental's all right.
Do we have a timeline? Anything you can tell us about when you might be expected back?
I don't know, because it's a little bit of a it's kind of one that could go really well and be a bit quicker, or it can take a while just because of the soreness. So I'm actually not sure, but in my head, I'm not done for the year. So
Love it, Maxie. Great. Come on, I'm pumped.
Now, there was a bit of, when it happened, Friday morning we were talking, and there was some suggestions thrown around that maybe Log might have cursed you because you refused to accept her friendship.
A lot of people were messaging me, Max, and being like, this is your fault and everything. Did you hear any of that rumbling around?
I saw a little bit. There was a bit going on my phone Friday morning, but I was stoked that you guys didn't try and call me after.
Well,
I said, if I'm having surgery, don't call me.
Yes, so, do you remember that? Do you remember saying that? Because this is literally last week, you talking about Jezza Cameron and his AC injury.
I haven't actually spoken to him live yet.
Hang on, you haven't spoken to him. You haven't given him a call yet. Is he your comrade or not?
I've texted him. But you know, like, you don't want everyone giving you a call. If I'm having surgery, don't call me.
Okay. Roger. Okay, right. I understand.
Do you know how close I was to calling you, Max?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have picked up, so it would have been fine. But
because it was me, or just because you weren't picking up anyone's calls?
Oh, I picked up a couple, but...
Yeah, there you go. Not fair.
Literally 3 days later, you had surgery, though. That is crazy. How come you went to Brisbane for it, can I ask?
I just wanted to get it done as soon as possible, and a really, really good surgeon could get me in on Friday in Brisbane. So he's done a lot of boys for the footy club, and they've all loved him. So I was like, yeah, let's do that rather than I'd be getting the surgery like today otherwise kind of thing.
Wow,
so,
yeah, okay.
Like 3-4 days ahead of that.
Yeah, and was it sore flying with it?
It wasn't pretty flying.
No.
How do you fly with it?
I got really lucky that for whatever reason, just no one booked seats next to me.
Great.
So,
jacked
the leg up, and it was very lucky.
Oh, very nice. Yeah,
luckily, the Cats booked out the front half of the plane.
Yeah. Your private jet.
Yeah.
Can I ask, just going back to that Jezza moment, did Jezza call you?
Or message?
No, Jezza texted me.
There you go, because he knows.
A good chat over text,
yeah.
That's
good,
nice,
good, good, good.
That's nice.
Yeah, don't call. Don't call.
Okay. No, don't call.
Also, I just want to know, there was a bit of chat about movies and the fact that you hadn't watched Jurassic Park. I was going to send you the DVD just as a, you know, as a get well soon.
Yeah,
while you're recovering. But then I thought, you probably don't have a DVD player. Are you able to stream that in some way, shape or form?
I am, but I've seen some great stats during the week.
Here we go.
I'm not sure that you've seen. Yeah. Just box office numbers and whatnot with the Iron Man's with a lot more going on.
Yeah,
a lot
right.
more. So
more successful than Jurassic Park. This is the claim that you made last week, that more people have seen the Marvel movies, particularly the Iron Man movie, than Jurassic Park.
Yes.
And we thought that was crazy, but you've done some research, have you, and you've seen that it's actually true.
Yeah, I'm upset by your reactions. I came away doubting myself and don't think that's fair. So I probably won't give the Jurassic Parks a watch.
Oh.
Not high up my list, but
okay.
I'll let you know if I do.
Can I just say, you may win the physical game against me, Max, but I've won the mental, and that's all I need to know.
Because he's got in his head about the
movie. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Little old Loggy in Holmes's head.
That's bullying.
That is. Again, she is your acquaintance and I am your friend. So.
Are we closer now? Because I did text you.
Did I respond?
Your heart reacted.
Your heart reacted.
She did it in a group chat.
Okay, that's good.
And she did it deliberately before I had an opportunity to do it too, and then she rubbed it in my face. You knew the love was there.
That's good, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Max. Well, look, hopefully you don't have too much time on your hands to watch movies and whatnot. We want you back out on the field as soon as possible. Rest up, and we will catch up with you again next Tuesday. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.